Place your bets, place your wagers, bit of bounces, place and gambles. Welcome to the first episode of Bit of Gamble, Bit of Wager.
Bit of Gamble, step right up here.
Step right up, place your bets. What's going on? We'll never know. This one is recording now on a Sunday the 24th, and we'll have it out before Friday the 26th, because it is Red Dead Gamble, baby.
Fucking Red Dead, baby. Yeah, we were in the last podcast, we were just saying, we're going to talk about Red Dead, but then we're like, Let's do one about Red Dead Homie.
Well, we're going to talk about gambling. This is all about wagers. Me and Wes are going to play
predictions. Predictions with wagers.
And winner gets.
Well, buys a Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yes, donuts are coming back again.
Winner
gets a box of donuts off the loser.
Yeah, we did actually eventually get those donuts the last time. Eventually. We didn't get them straight away. But this time, when Red Dead comes out by Friday, we will have donuts by Saturday.
Well. We don't know yet because...
We're having donuts by Saturday.
Well, unless you finish the game, we won't know about somebody's wagers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm going to jump right in. This is only a small thing.
Well, still getting donuts. Right, let's do it.
The name of the game is Gambling. What we're doing is wagering on certain questions that we have wrote down.
On our predictions.
Red Dead Inception.
Where's the sound effects? Are we bringing them back? Put a sound effect in there.
We're making this more like a TV game show kind of thing. So in between each round, it's going to be one of these.
Oh. Oh, really?
Question one. So, it's going to be a yes-no. Okay?
What do you reckon is going to happen? Now, bear in mind, these answers won't be foretold until...
We finish the game. Well, so you'll know now. We probably won't know about the results of this until about December.
Well, Louis's more than likely going to finish the game before me.
Well, no.
I don't know. It depends. But either way,
we've got a kid. And a business to run.
But if you finish the game first, you're going to have to just spoil it.
No, never spoil it.
Don't spoil the ending though. Like, just if there's certain questions that I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to try and you put me under pressure to finish the game.
There's no pressure to finish the game.
Well, either way, yeah, but there is to get donuts.
So
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what kind of questions.
Let's kick off. Number one. Do you think Arthur will die at the ending of Red Dead Redemption 2? Yes or no?
I was literally about to get onto that. 100% yeah.
You're saying yes?
100% yes, man. Yes, I do believe it because that's my theory. I'll go over it. I'll give a brief synopsis. This is the theory I have for the ending. Spoiler alert. Potential.
Before the game's not even out yet.
Yeah, before the game. But this is my theory, I reckon, because of the whole Red Dead 1 map.
Yeah.
Is in the game, right?
Yeah.
And obviously John is in the game. And Arthur is like his kind of mentor in a way.
I think. They're both Dutch's right-hand men.
Well, either way, yeah.
They're both okay, his most loyal men.
And this is back in John's days when he was like a prick, you know what I mean? When he was pretty bad. So I reckon that it's in the name. Redemption, yeah. Right? Because people were so pissed off at the end of Red Dead Redemption 1 when you took over as Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted to be fucking Jack, smelly Jack. I was like, what the fuck? Fuck Jack. Do you know what I mean? I was devastated. I wanted to be John. So I reckon at the end of it, John is going to be the one. John is going to betray you. And he's going to kill Arthur. And that's what's going to lead into Red Dead Redemption 1. Do you know what I mean? The story. And that's going to be the redemption for... being John, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because you'll take over as John and then you'll play the rest of the game, you'll be able to go into the force map then as John, because, and then that will also explain the gap between what happened from 2 into 1. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It makes sense, man. Do you know what I mean? That's my theory there. So, yeah, 100% I think Arthur's going to die.
Okay. I'm yes and no. At the same time, there's so many mechanics in the game. Like, you own your horse and you name your horse and you have to raise your horse with the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And your horse can die and all that. So, like, I don't know.
He's not in the first game.
I don't think they'll do the same twist again, but at the same time,
I think it is, man. I'd be satisfied with that though, with that theory, you know what I mean? You can't say you wouldn't.
I'm going with yes, because there's a later question that feeds into.
Well, he's not in the first game, so where does he go? You know what I mean? He has to die, man. He has to fucking die.
So,
you're gonna take over as John, definitely.
So will Arthur die at the ending of Red Dead 2, Wes?
Yeah.
And I say,
my bet is yeah. So we're both agreed on that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Question two. Will you see characters having sex in the game?
What?
Yeah.
What made you fucking think of that?
No, don't worry.
Only six in the game.
No, think about it. So, brothels.
Yeah, I reckon so, yeah. There but will be a I'm bit talking, of voice in the
will
game.
You see,
like,
no, will you see full on, like...
No, you know, not full
I'm
on.
Not gonna, you're not going to talk about you're going to have a close-up.
It's not going to be straight up porn.
It's not going to be looking under a fucking camera ball
no,
shot.
Maybe, like,
I'm going to say, are you going to see two naked NPCs going at it?
Yeah, like, maybe, like, the cutscene, like, cutscenes, like, GTA-wise... You know what I mean? And stuff like that. It'd be that kind of...
So at any point, are you going to see a cutscene?
Like, it's not going to be like The Witcher.
Are you going to see two characters actually having sex? Are you going to see...
Do you know like The Witcher, though?
Boob physics. No, you're going to see boob physics and...
All that shit. No, I don't think so.
If you get...
Well, maybe,
if
yeah,
you get a
like,
browser as Arthur,
like,
are you going to see the cutscene?
See, what
happen?
I have... What pops into my head is like a funny cutscene in the game where you rock up to a saloon and some bleeding prostitute runs out topless after bleeding, getting her ass with some cowboy, and you have to have a duel with that fucker. Maybe something in that kind of
that's
scenario.
That's nudity. I'm talking about actual writing. Are you going to see two NPCs have sex in the game? Yes or no?
I don't know. Because it's such a big fucker. You don't know.
That's the
thing.
Do you think they're going to go with it? Yes or no?
Yeah, I reckon there'd probably be a fucking cutscene with something
like
that.
In general. Because
like, there is brothels in the game.
Can you go to a brothel and then...
Well, they said that in the trailer.
Can you see a little cutscene? Or can you? Will it be like a hot coffee? Will you be able to control Arthur?
No, definitely not. Just cutscene.
So, you're going to see two new characters going at it.
Possibly.
It's not going to be a weird camera angle where it looks weird. Really? It's going to be full on. There you go.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's, yeah, but
yes or no? I'm saying
that's fucked up.
I'm saying yes.
I'd say you probably will if there's brothels in it. There'll be like a cutscene that will show you something.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so there probably
yeah?
will be a bit of, because it's an adult game at the end of the day. So
you're saying yeah?
Yeah.
Will there be riding in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, possibly. Yeah.
Question 3. Will we see John Marston receive the scars on his face?
Oh, that's a good one.
John Marston has... Looks
how did
like,
he
looks
get
like,
them scars?
Looks like,
yeah, no
it looks
one
like
knows.
A, looks like a bear.
It was a bear,
attack.
I think.
Looks like a bear. Attack.
I reckon it.
But at the same
actually,
time...
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to say yeah. Because I saw this... There's a clip. I think there's a clip that actually hints at that. In the trailer, do you see... I think there's a part where you see like a bear.
Oh, yeah. There's a big bear coming
and
over
and he stands
there.
Up on his back legs. And John could be there, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, it could be... He's not in that shot, but he could be there. Like, why did they show it? Like,
yeah.
Maybe just to show the wildlife, but it could also be a hint that could be the trailer where John gets his scar. Do you know what I mean? Because
it looks like he got
slashed by something.
Yeah.
Like, it's three fucking scars, you know what I mean? It has to be a bear claw.
The first cutscene, there was a split second and I showed John. People knew it was John because there was a half second grunt and it's fucking John, man.
Yeah.
You can like, it's like that, it's like, that's fucking John. And he's at knife point.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're fresh.
Well, I think there's a clip where you see him and he has like bandages on him on his face.
I don't know about that. I didn't see that.
Or something like that. I don't know. Possibly.
So, will you see John Marston receive the scars on his face in Red Dead Redemption 2?
I think yeah.
And I say yeah.
Man, but the both of us just gonna be buying donuts.
Question 4. Do you wager on this? Will you say yes or no? Will a mission have you choose between two members of your gang?
Ooh.
The one you choose being the gang member you have to kill and take out. The
like
gang
you have to betray a member of your gang.
You think one of them is a snitch. You think
something
one of them is
like
behind
that.
It.
Possibly.
You have to pick one of them.
Yeah, there
the
could
whole
be
thing
like
is this gang you love, this gang you're going to connect with through the game as the game states. You're going half it down the line. You're going
to
have a mission.
Yeah, because you have to like maintain your gang in the game and all, and that could be a possibility.
Like,
yeah, that
like
one of the gang members goes
like
rogue.
You pick Playboy or Dwayne, like in GTA.
Yeah,
that kind of way. You've seen both of them. You've got to work with both of them. You've got
maybe
to know both of them.
Yeah, you
but
will.
This is a different context. It's like choosing. Would you kill Roman or?
Yeah, but like, do you mean it as in the sense that it would be like a side mission kind of thing?
No, it's a main thing. It's a story. It's going to split your game a little bit. You know what I mean? You're going to go down option A or option B midway.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So like, who did you kill? Like,
no,
like,
I don't think that will happen in the main story.
You don't think so?
Not in the main story, no.
I think so.
Because that's going to be the thing at the end with John. You know what I mean? So I don't think it will happen. Like, if it does happen, it'll be like a side mission kind of thing. Hunt down the fucking snitch kind of job, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I reckon. But it'll be involved in that gang maintenance feature.
What I'm talking about, main mission story.
No, I don't think it'll be in the story, no.
So I'm saying, we're split now. So you say, what are you saying?
I'd say no.
I'm saying yes.
Yeah. That's for the main story, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dutch will come to you when that's what's laid out for you.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Number 5.
Unless...
What?
Like, I'm still going to go with no, but unless, like, it happens in... If, because it's the end where I think John will betray you. Unless it's you that has to try to betray John, but John kills you.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
All right.
So, that would, like, in a sense, you are given that choice, but, like, it's still, it won't happen with anybody else.
Whole thing with John Morrison.
It won't happen with anybody. It's going to be with John. I'm telling you now.
Huge red herring to everybody, and it's going to be this whole underlining thing that's going to make us go, holy fuck, that's actually the thing.
No way, man. It's going to be with John. That betrayal is definitely John's betrayal. And it's either John betraying you or you betraying John, but either way, John is going to come out on top.
Okay. Number five. Will a child die in the game due to your gang's hand? Whether it be an intentional or an accidental death?
No.
No?
No, I don't think any children will die in the game. There'll be kids in the game, but I don't think any...
That's a big no.
Like, you won't see the child dying if a child does die in the game. Like, it'd be like... Because they can't show that shit, you know what I mean?
They're Why can't they?
Because it's illegal, isn't it?
No.
Is it not?
Well, it's going to get a lot of fucking backlash, but it's not legal.
Yeah, I suppose. But, like, I don't know. I don't think he will.
Robbing the bank, big shootout. And then a kid gets caught in the crossfire, and it's the
that Dutch. Would be pretty like dark and it realistic.
Feeds into the
like
whole thing of the family hunting you down.
That's what I mean. It captures a lot of the realism, and it presents a lot of kind of you'd have to be more cautious when you're doing shit, and that would be a good element in the game. But I don't think it's gonna be there.
Okay, I'm saying yes. What are you saying?
I'm saying no.
Okay, so will a child die in the game due to the Vanderland gang hand, intentional or accidental, Wes?
I don't think it would be, no.
I'm saying, I think it's definitely going to happen, and it's going to be a turn towards the gang. Six. Will there be a mention to Red Dead Revolver?
Do you know something I don't, actually, about that last thing now? I'm just thinking about that.
No, it's just completely like...
I'm just like, wait, hang on. You seem pretty sure of this.
I'm just, it's just something that I think they'll... Because it's taking a more realistic approach. They're gonna, like, they can go that way because it's the Wild West kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Six. Will there be a mention to Red Dead Revolver? Will any of the characters get
a nod to it?
Will there be a character mentioned? Will there be?
It could be
costume.
This is before Red Dead Redemption, so it's closer to Red Dead Revolver time wise.
I have no idea what Revolver is.
Revolver was before Redemption.
Revolver was the 1800s sometime, I think.
It's late 1700s. I'm 18. Not sure. It was like there was Indians. There was Native Americans in the game.
Buffaloes. Apaches. That's the
Were they Apaches?
I'm not sure. I didn't remember somebody.
Well, you had to fight them, like, you shot them, you killed them, you know what I mean?
You did play as one of them.
It's Cowboys and Indians kind of thing. But, so, that was before, but it was that era was just as the Native Americans were kind of going out, you know what I mean?
I remember they'd done this, and there's a small Easter egg in Red Dead Redemption. If you sit by the campfires, and there's people talking, someone talks about an old gunsmith called Red.
Oh, no way.
Like Red Harrow. I don't think they're not going to do it this time around.
There might be some sort of nod to Red, but I don't know.
I'm saying no. That's my answer. What are you saying? Without trying to think.
I'd say yeah. I'd say there'd be like some sort of hidden nod in there.
Okay,
somewhere.
So you're saying there's definitely some sort of nod.
Yeah, like there'd be an Easter egg or something. Do you know what I mean?
What are you saying? Will there be a nod to, will there be a mention to Red Dead Revolver?
Yeah.
I'm saying no. Here's a big one. This is the one I said yes to the first one.
Okay.
Will you take over as John at the end of the game?
100%.
But there's a but now. You have to take two of these and can't just say yes
but
to half
what?
This.
But what?
But the second half of the game
is
a Red Dead Redemption remaster.
But do you reckon? I don't think it is.
As in, you take over as John.
Yeah, and then you go play the first game again.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know. I could be wrong. Like, because I was wondering that myself. Like, but I know the entire map is in the game, but in the first, in Red Dead 1, the map was locked. You couldn't, when you started, you couldn't unlock, what was it, Blackwater? What was the name of the city? Blackwater?
Yeah, you got to try into the middle of the map.
Yeah, like...
To McFarland's farm.
So, like, that map, well, then it's obviously in the same state of the other map, is it?
Yeah, I think, I don't know what the story what it is.
Obviously in around the same area. Like, but I don't think I think it would be, like I said, when you take over as John at the end.
It's a free roam.
No, not that it's a free roam. It will be a free roam, yeah, but there'll be, like, side missions, maybe, or, like, smaller story missions that lead up to Red Dead 1.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Kind of like Jack's Redemption mission.
But then again, that doesn't make sense then, because if you go straight to the Blackwater place... In Red Dead 1, you couldn't go there straight away, story-wise, so...
Well, here's my thing.
You know what I mean? He doesn't get there yet.
My thing is, it does happen, okay? It's a big secret. That's the twist of the game. It's not going to be that Arthur dies, like, oh, it's like Red Dead 1. The whole twist is, holy fuck, here's the remaster. That's just clipped on to the end. Because...
Why would they remaster
it, plays the exact same way, and because you're a brand new character, you start from scratch again with John.
Well, that would be an ultimate redemption.
And you start from
but
scratch
then,
again
then you're
with
gonna,
John.
But then you're going to be Jack again.
Hmm?
Then you're going to be Jack again.
boom.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. If it's the whole game again, you're not gonna be. I don't think it's they're gonna do that, because you want to. They were gonna. You're gonna want to be playing as John. You're not gonna go right now. I'm after taking over as John. I'm delighted. Arthur's gone, but I know I'm eventually gonna fucking take over as Jack again. Do you know what I mean? So that's just gonna be a pain in the hole.
Okay.
So I don't think they'd do that.
No.
No, because then the undead nightmare and everything, you'd have to probably come back. And
wouldn't have to come back.
But they would, though. You know what I mean? Like, they'd have to bring that back too. People would ask for it. So I don't think it's going to be a full remaster, no.
Okay. I'm going to say no as well. Now, you convinced me to say no.
Because of the Jack thing. Yeah, I told you. You'd have to take over as Jack again, because...
Just take Jack off.
So I reckon there will be you will be able to free roam the map. Because they could still make sense of it story-wise if you went up to Blackwater Force. Like, he could still explore all of that. And then he wound up back in the first part.
Well, you see him in the start of the game. He gets on the train of Blackwater with the agents putting him on the train.
In Blackwater?
Yeah, that's the start of Red Dead 1. He gets put on the train and he gets sent down to the middle where the armadillo is.
Oh, yeah, and that's his first time arriving. So, how the fuck are they going to do? That's kind of, yeah. So, you're going to start in Blackwater then?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's when that's in the first map.
So, the question is.
Unless he was already around the place before the governments asked him to, like, because he was obviously living on that farm that you own. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And then he had to go up to Blackwater.
Yeah.
So well, it's just a free roam. The farm is close to Blackwater. It's just basically a free roam. No, it's yeah, it doesn't matter.
There is a mission.
Either way, he was
from McFarland's ranch.
Either way, John was living on that farm. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That you end up in, before he went to Blackwater. So he obviously went from that farm. So yeah. It makes sense that you could free roam wherever on that map before he got summoned to Blackwater. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I reckon that's what it's going to be.
Okay, so...
But there will be missions to do on the map. Like, so shit that he did before he got called to Blackwater.
Alright, so the question is that, will you play as John at the end of Red Dead 2, but the second half will be a remastered
no,
first game?
No, I don't think it will be.
You've convinced me to say no.
So. Yeah, I reckon not. Boom! No!
Bonus question. We won't know this until, like, next
bonus
year.
Bonus question.
We won't know the answer to this until next year or the year before, okay?
Hold on, wait. Bonus question. Bonus question, people. Hey. I don't know, I just hit a random one. Bonus question! I just hit a random one.
Will Red Dead Redemption 2 get a PC release?
Oh, yeah.
Red Dead Redemption 1 did not.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it not?
No.
Well, then maybe not. Well, then, why would they release the second one another
first? Apparently the first one was an absolute nightmare, the fucking the transfer over and rebug and all. It was just an absolute...
Really?
Technical nightmare to do. Yeah, that's why we never did it.
Why? But
the whole thing is, it's not out on PC at the moment.
Yeah,
it's the same as GTA 4, but GTA 4 got re-released.
Yeah, but it'd be a bit silly if they released the second one and not the first one. Do you know what I mean?
Will it get a PC release, yes or no?
If the first one didn't, I'm not 100%, do you know what I mean? But if the first one didn't, I'm just gonna go off that and say no.
I'm gonna say yes.
You're gonna say yeah, why?
Because it was a technical bug and it's online.
So they'd have the same fucking bugs.
Well, no, it's a different game now, you know what I mean? It's built from a different engine, built from the ground up kind of thing.
Unless they released the both of them at the same time on PC.
No, because they'd have to remake the first one to do that. But if they remade it at the end of the second game...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They could have remade it already. They could have took the remake that they made and put that into the first one and released it on PC kind of thing. I don't know, but if they do that, I don't know.
So what are you saying?
I'm still saying no.
I'm saying yeah. And I lost me thinking. Oh, yeah. So what? You saying?
I'm saying no.
I'm saying yeah.
Boom.
And that was the bonus round.
Bonus round.
So yeah.
So those are the predictions.
Yeah.
So any other questions you could think of on the spot?
No.
I can't really think of much myself now, is there, to what would happen. So I mean, those are some good questions though about the game.
Will there be a trophy for shooting a horse in the bollocks?
Oh yeah. Do you know what? I bet you there's gonna be something.
Something.
I guarantee you that I bet there's going to be some sort of fucking thing in it to do with the horse's balls, because it's been made such a thing. I guarantee you. It's going to be, actually. I reckon so.
So, that's the predictions around that little piece of paper that's inside my Zelda notebook that will not be singing again until probably December.
Yeah, but the game is coming out on Friday.
Let's just go over them again. Will Arthur die at the end? We both say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we will see NPCs having sex. We both said yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that one though. I'm just gonna go with yeah though, because they're gonna try and show the adult side of the game too, in some way. You know what I mean?
Will we see John Marsh receive his scars? We both said yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Will a mission have you choose between two people? One of them has to die. A main mission. You said no.
No, because that's gonna be the betrayal at the end.
Will a child die in the game due to the gang's actions? You said no. I said no. Yes.
I don't think they're going to kill any kids. There will be kids in it, though.
Will there be a mention of the Red Dead Revolver? You said yes. I said no. Will you play as John at the end of the game at the second half as a remaster of Red Dead 1? We both said no.
No.
Will the game get a PC release? You said no. I said yes.
Yeah, don't know. It'd be kind of silly not to, though, the PC release. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they'd make more money.
They made a billion on share cards. Anyway, game of wagers, game of bets, and they're now locked in. The winner will get... donuts.
Krispy Kreme, motherfucker.
Where did that go?
Oh, yeah, you can see on the thing. But yeah, Krispy Kreme's for everybody.
That's it.
So whoever's wrong.
We literally recorded two of these back to back. I say this one will come out first. Or might not. I don't know. This will come out before Friday anyway.
Friday?
Yeah, because the game's out then.
So yeah, put the other one up for this one.
I have to edit about them. I have to have you think it out. Don't worry about that. So, with that, we will leave this here. We will say goodbye. And yeah, thanks for joining us. If you place the way, just place them along at home.
Cheers, leave
the
comments. Folks.
Do all that. I know we're probably going out. I'm trying to think. Let's not say the outro and all that again, but probably people have heard this one, not the other one. So yeah.
Enjoy Red Dead on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope you enjoy this podcast as much as we enjoy making them.
We do indeed. Said nice one, folks.
Said it again. Leave comments on the page. Interact, because we would love to interact back.
Yeah, I want to hear your thoughts on this game for anybody who's interested.
Don't give spoilers around that as well for people who are waiting.
What, when you're playing? Oh yeah, no spoilers on your playing, just yeah.
But anyway, yeah, thank you.
If you do have spoilers, PM them.
No, not to me anyway.
Oh no, not to Louis. I don't care about spoilers though.
But anyway, as we are out of here, lads, so thank you. So thank you, Wes.
Thank you, and peace out.
And as always, take it easy.
And if it's not easy.
Take it home. Good luck.
Ow! I tell you what, it's still recording.
Yeah, no, yeah. Bye!